streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gang, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues, we have a great show for you tonight. Our guest is MCS Needs. He was born in the Bronx and raised in Brooklyn, New York. Now he resides in Columbia, South Carolina, looking to break out as Columbia's new rising star. Not only as a recording artist, he's a screenwriter, an actor, a ghostwriter, a drawing artist, pretty much whatever you need him to be. He's one and only MCS Needs. And we're going to hear his story tonight in just a few minutes, but let me, before we bring him on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Yeah, it's a little noisy on your end, Sneed.
Okay, let me go in the car.
Okay. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show tonight. Like my wife said, we got a great show tonight. And without further ado, we're going to pass the mic over to my man and let him formally introduce himself, and we're going to get this thing started. We'll turn the mic over to you, my friend.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? It's MCS Needs. You know, I'm chilling on the Rob Boyd and Simon radio show.
My man. So we're going to get right to it, MC. Tell us a little bit about you and, what your growing up thing was like, you know?
My growing up?
Yeah.
What it was like growing up, you mean? Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. It was rough. It was rough. I grew up in South Bronx. My mother was a drug abuser. My father, I never seen him before. So I don't know where he's at. Been in foster care pretty much all my life. So I got adopted when I was 9 years old. You know, and that's when I moved to Brooklyn. And even that didn't turn out good. I'm here right now. I'm good. You know, I got my own house, cars. You know, I'm doing good right now. You know, I have to go through all that.
So can you tell the viewers some of the hurdles you had to overcome as a kid growing up in Brooklyn?
I've been running away since, since I was 6 years old. So I've been on the streets since I was 6 and 7 years old. I was running streets for weeks and weeks, out there on my own. And that's one of the hurdles. Things don't really bother me that much. So, I don't really dwell on those things. It just doesn't bother me at all. I don't really talk about stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. So, what advice would you give the youngsters out here nowadays? That's going through the same situations that you went through. That's still going through it.
Just look forward. You know, that's what I did. I ain't worried about me not knowing my father or what my mother put us through or, being in foster care or any of that stuff. Leave that stuff in the past and work on what you need to do to make your future look good. And, that's what I can tell them about that. That's what I did. It worked for me. And create your own morals. Don't go by what these fake rappers be talking about when it's not even true. Make your own morals and, look at what's in your heart, what's right, and you go by that. Just as long as it's positive. And that's what I did. That's what, they should think about doing also.
My man. You know, so what is you doing nowadays, you know what I mean, as you done grew up and overcame your adversities, you know? Was you ever involved in gangs or anything growing up?
Nah, that never really appealed to me. I was always real dolo, you know, just with my people. I never wanted to be affiliated with any gang. To me, I felt it was a waste of time for me. I don't know about everybody else, but that's how I felt. I never joined a gang ever. It wasn't for me. Yeah.
Yeah, got it. And that's a good thing that the youngsters hearing that you know, only because you come up from the ghetto don't mean you have to be a part of what's going on in it, you know? So that's a real good point you made, bro, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And let the people know what you're doing nowadays to not only help yourself, but to help others as well.
Well, what I'm doing in Columbia, South Carolina is, you know, I'm originally from New York, Brooklyn, New York. But instead of, you know, me thinking about myself going into the, you know, the limelight or, you know, making it, instead of just thinking about myself, what I did was, instead of making a mixtape just on with me on it, what I did was, because I know how it is over in South Carolina, a lot of people don't have a lot of money, a lot of people don't like to really help each other out here. So, you know, I just went out of my way to make it a compilation mixtape instead of, you know, a solo mixtape, and get these artists in Colombia and wherever. Even I got artists outside of the country, you know, South Africa on this mixtape. And did a compilation so that everybody could get shine. Because where I'm going, you know, important people's gonna listen to this mixtape. And, you know, if they like them, you know, it's good for them. So, yeah, that's what I did. That's why I did the compilation, to try and bring people together in Columbia, South Carolina, instead of working against each other, working apart from each other. Any artist, you know, I embrace them, no matter what color. I don't see colors, you know, I just see people. And I try not to put people on a pedestal like other people do. I just, you know, we're walking on the same ground. So, you know, nobody's flying on their own around here. That's what I pretty much did with the mixtape. Yeah.
Who were your role models growing up, and what made you want to get into music?
Well, DMX is my favorite artist of all time. He's the reason why. I got into music. You know, I saw what he did, and I heard what he did, and you know, when his platinum, you know, 5-time platinum albums. But his first album was my main reason why I got into music. And you know, of course, other artists, you know, the whole Rough Riders, Rockefeller, KRS-One, all the old school artists. You know, after hearing DMX, and you know, that's when I started doing I started studying other artists in the history of hip hop, and you know that made me want to pursue it even more. And you know that's why I'm doing this now. And I just love music. You know, I hear other music that I love, and I'm like, you know, artists, I'm like, you know, I want to do that too. So that's what drives me to do music. You know, I just love music. I love listening to music more than I love doing it, pretty much.
All right.
Yeah.
So what made you move from Brooklyn down to South Carolina?
It was a family thing. I didn't really want to come down. I love Brooklyn. Yeah, I named my daughter Brooklyn. I love Brooklyn so much. I named my daughter Brooklyn. It was just a family thing, and I'm glad I came, I guess. You know, I met with a good producer, you know, Kate Flo from South Flo Productions. And I get to, if I had never come down here, I would have never met Rob Boyd and came on your radio show.
That's right.
So I'm glad I came down.
All right. So how many people are on this mixtape that you have?
Offhand, I don't know, but it is it's about maybe 12 artists on here. I mean, it's mainly me on here. Either I have a song, or mostly I'm featured on their songs. But a few of them got, you know, their own solo joints on there. So yeah, I'll say about 12 different artists on here, just because of featuring. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's including. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I try to fit as much people as possible. Because we need to start working together. That's my main thing.
Yeah. That's what's up. So what we're going to do, MC, we're going to, start banging one of your joints right now. You feel me? We're going to go ahead and introduce one of your joints to the world right now on the Streets and Love You Back Hottest Radio Show. And we're going to be right back, and we're going to hit you with I'm Woman. And that's by producer MC Sneed in the house.
Alright, yeah.
Y'all hold tight, be right back.
Alright, cool.
Yeah, it's Madness and Sheik again. This for my women out there who get it in. And strong like gin. Know what I mean? Yo, J Pro, drop that joint, man. Yeah, she get it in. She strong like gin. And play no game, straight to the point like tin. Watch out, she eat you up like din. And still hunger for more, she wants something like them. Stay on the grind, she ain't worried about him hating. She ain't worried about them. Eyes pop out like fiends, and still hop on, don't even know if they clean. No protection equals a serious infection. She never used a condom to her recollection. Sex is the big for protection. She desperate for love and affection. One morning she looks at a reflection, then she turns in the opposite direction. Now at the clinic she has an infection, but embraces it with perfection. She runs off to begin living her dreams. Got married to this man, he knows she ain't clean. Got a Cosmo lights, the dudes that's mean. She bumped up a green, now she front lines the scene. She has nothing to lose, because by her own father she been sexually abused. Coming in the room every night, mom too scared, she ain't putting up a fight. She drops out of school and gets with a dude that gets jealous and lays in her own blood pool. But she knows she has a life to pursue. She looks back on it and says that's cool. Still walking in her own shoes, loving life but people have no clue. She on the top from the bottom, not thinking about him. Only thing on her mind is who shot him. Not dad, if you're thinking in case. Nah, she the head detective on this case. Yeah, another close case from a strong young woman could have been a cold case. Always thought she was different. He always claimed that she wasn't the same. He's stuck in a frame and don't know who to blame. Stay wanting to put a bullet in his brain. They said he cried when she playing that game. The church says something wrong with his brain. His parents think that she's insane. If it goes public, it might mess up the family name. Nah, you ain't her, you're him. They try to tell him that you're out, not in. If you didn't know, now you know it's a trend. Women from a man and still do whatever you can. She got her own dough and owns her own dough. Neck and wrist stay chilly like snow. Now letting the scrutiny set her back on a dream. She jumps up out the chair and screams.
Gentlemen, and welcome back to the world's hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets and Love You Back. And we're kicking it live tonight with my man MCS Needs in the house, you know? Right back to your needs. What's good, yeah, man?
Good, man.
Yeah, we spinning that hot joint tonight for you, man, and we're going to vibe all the way down the line, man. I'm going to pass the mic back to my missus. Great track,
okay.
My man MC Sneed in the house.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that song and how you ended up making that one.
First I started with my guy in New York, Brooklyn. He's like a brother to me. His name is J Pro. He does instrumentals for me from time to time. And that instrumental just, you know, I just loved it so much. So I said, I'm going to do something to this. And that's right around the time where I just got in touch with my little sister again. Because I didn't see her since she was, I don't know, like, since I was like 7 or something. And then I was, you know, I was hearing stories about her from my foster mother. And it was just, things just clicking in my head. So I thought about her, and I pretty much wrote the song for her. You know, I was at my job, and I'm just walking around looking crazy, writing stuff in my head, and I just came up with the song like that. And then I had my wife do the hook, and she, you know, she did a good job. And of course, I took the idea from that song from the 70s, I think it is. You know, that's how that
happened. So that was your wife doing the hook?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. You guys did a good job.
Thank you. Yeah, her name's Sheik. Yeah. Thank you.
That's nice that you guys can work together like that too. You know, the same goals, same interests. You know.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, we get along pretty well, really, really well.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. We got a caller right now. We're gonna take this call for you. Last 4 digits is 4888 in the house. You on there, caller? Last 4 digits 4888 in the house. You need to ask MC anything?
Hello.
Yes. How you doing? You on there?
Yes. Hello. I'm calling in.
Yes, we're glad you called in. Would you like to ask MC a question tonight?
Yes, I'd like to know when his release will be for his mixtape.
Oh, yeah, it'll be July 1st. July 1st, yep.
Okay, and what's going to be featured in all in the event?
Oh, yeah. We missed it on Facebook, yeah. Yeah, we have the event June 8th at the Marriott, you know, Columbia, South Carolina. And we pretty much will be doing performances from the songs already on the mixtape and songs that's not on the mixtape. Now we just, those people that's not on the mixtape that's performing, that goes back to the working together thing, just giving, you know, artists a chance to come and perform and show people their talent.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. You know, we appreciate you calling in, caller. And hold on and finish listening to the show, okay?
Okay, definitely.
Thank you. We got another call for you too, MC.
Okay.
We got 1148 in the house. You on the air, caller?
Hey, I'm on the air.
Yes, you are. You on the air. Okay.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to give a shout-out to MC Sneed. I'm here in Columbia, South Carolina, supporting him. I just want to ask him, how did he get his name, you know, and what are his future goals, like releases, what he plan on doing? Is he going to be traveling and moving around? You know, what are his goals? And, you know, for the hip-hop, that's being a hip-hop artist.
My man.
Okay. As far as my goals, right now I'm looking just to plant my seed here in Columbia, South Carolina. I'm not really worried about other places unless people want me to come out there, but right now I'm just focusing on planting my seed here and then moving out of the other, you know, out of the state until, you know, to out of our country to other countries. You know, that's really one of my goals right now. As far as new releases, I'm really contemplating whether should I do another compilation or do my album. But most likely, I'll probably do another compilation before I do my album. What's the other question you asked me? First one?
Okay, can you tell everybody what MSS needs stand for?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, it just means, you know, my MC means microphone checker. It don't mean the master ceremonies. Like, it's microphone checker special needs. That's what it stands for. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, tell them thanks. This is L from, you know, Columbus, South Carolina, is giving a shout out.
Thank you, brother.
That's what's done. Hey, hope, and you stay right on there, call and vibe with us tonight, you know, and we're going to come right back. And we're having such a great time tonight with you, MC. We're going to go ahead and launch a second track, man, and put that on out there to the universe and around the world. You feel me? So we want everybody to hold on, and we're going to run this second track called What You Need, and that's by my man MC Need in the house, baby. Hold tight. Be right back.
Mommy, though I got what you need, I got a ride here with me. I'ma show you what I mean. I got what you need, we gon' give you what you need. Come, put you need MCSD. Come, little mommy, though I got what you need, I got a ride here with me. I'ma show you what I mean. I got what you need, we gon' give you what you need. Come, put you need MCSD.
I'm what you need, MCSD. Lane 3, ladies, follow me. Your whole baby chick, all main street. Even if she a wife, she coming home with me. It's on with me. Chick coming home to me, she wanna see how she's supposed to be. Come with me, and you see, I fulfill your needs. You too good with needs, in your dreams. It's not a stunt, I get any chick that I want. Why you front, fake throwing shampoo, she showing the front. She on top when we bend back, gotta go on the floor. Can't f*** on the air mat, she gets unknown when I nibble. Where your air at? The red light is on my phone, she let me hear that. I take you up real high, with no air at. She's sending proofs, I'm sending stairs back.
Mommy, though I got what you need, I got a ride here with me. I'ma show you what I mean. I got what you need, we gon' give you what you need. Come to me, MCSD. Come, little mommy, though I got what you need, I got a ride here with me. I'ma show you what I mean. I got what you need, we gon' give you what you need. Come to me, MCSD.
It's about that time, I will an end and make a mind. It's fine, so I grab on that behind. Do you mind? She said it's fine, and she started to grind. Didn't have to drop a line, I'm just sipping my wine. Sitting to her wine, waiting for her to rewind. I told her it's mine, and she chose to incline. After drinks at the bar, the freaks that we are. All of me, then I'm eating caviar. And now here we are. We in the parking lot, you on a car. We can f*** all night if you filling up the bar. Pull your head back, smack that, tap that, whack that. Mind, I registered it like ASCAP. Your hubby wild and fall back and get your ass cat. Tone it down, mess around, get your ass slapped. MCS needs just what she needs.
Come, little mommy, know I got what you need. I got a ride here with me. I'ma show you what I mean. I got what you need. We gon' give you what you need. Come to me, MCS. Come, little mommy, know I got what you need.
What
I got a ride here with me. I'ma show you what I mean.
Me.
I got what you need. We gon' give you what you need. Come to me, MCS. Come, little mommy, know I got what you need. I got a ride here with me. I'ma show you what I mean. I got what you need. We gon' give you what you need. Come to me, MCS.
I'ma give you what you need.
Come for me, MCSD.
And we bout to blow. SD's with me, I said this track is slow. If you want some more, all the girls around here, come on, hit the flow. And we got the good, rolling with soft flow, pro MB hood. You better watch your SDPK, gotta add the dough.
Come on, little mommy, know I got what you need.
What
I got
you
a
need?
Ride here with me. I'ma show you what I
ride
need.
With me.
I got what you need, we gon' give you what you need. Come to me, MCSD.
Come, little mama, know I got what you need.
What
got
you
it
need?
Right here with me, I'ma show you what I mean. I got what you need, we gon' give you what you need. Come to me, MCSD.
Come
to
mama.
Come, little mommy, know I got what you need.
What
I got
you need?
Ride here with me. I'ma show you what I
ride
mean.
With me.
I got what you need.
What you need?
Come,
little mama, know I got what you need. Got it right here with me. I'ma show you what I mean. I got what you need. We gon' give you what you need. Come for we DKSD.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets and Love You Back, with the hottest track right there for my man MC Need, What You
yeah.
Need in the House. You feel me? That's a hot one, baby. So we asking our viewers, hey, don't forget when that mixtape come out, go grab that, you feel me? And let them know when that's dropping, MC.
July 1st.
What can they grab that at when it drops?
Well, the whole mixtape is not online. It's going to be certain songs I'm going to put online. Right now, it's all hand-to-hand right now.
Yeah, right now, well, that's what's happening, you know. Hand-to-hand in North Carolina. Don't forget, it's going to be on the block. So, hey, the block going to be hot July 1st. So don't get it twisted. Get on out there and get you some of that good music from my man MC Need. And right back with you, baby. You know, I'm going to pass the mic to the missus.
Yeah.
All right, MC. Tell the people a little bit about you. What do you want the people to know about you? As a musician, an artist.
What does anyone know about me as a musician? You have some tough questions there. Let's see. All I can say is when you're doing this music thing, just be yourself. Learn from, the other rappers' mistakes, what they did that cost them. Don't do that. Be yourself. And, just be, you don't have to be a thug and a gangster in your raps all the time, You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. You really don't have to do that. You have a mother. You have people you care about. You definitely, if you have someone in this earth that you care about, you could write something positive. Write a positive track. To me, that's what I feel.
That's right.
If you have somebody you care about.
Yeah, we talk a lot to the kids at schools, and we tell them the same thing. All these videos and music videos, they're raining money and they're wearing all this jewelry that's not even theirs, and they're borrowing cars for their videos that are not theirs. And, it's not what it's perceived to be. And most of the gangsters and thugs, are going to end up either in jail, in prison, or 6 feet under.
Yeah.
And, there's just so many things that these kids need to understand. When you shoot somebody, they don't live and come back to play in the next movie. They're gone.
Okay. Yep.
And, we try to tell them that, education is the key to success. And educate yourself. You don't have to go to college. Get a trade. Learn something. Read something.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what you do. Just get educated in something. And make it, make a change, make a difference.
Exactly. You don't have to, that whole thing with, the videos and all of that, they need to realize a lot of this stuff is just, it's kind of like wrestling, it's just a gimmick. It's not real. And when artists, it's different from from a movie and an artist does that. Because they think what the artist is doing is really real. They can understand that the movie's fake. But when you do that, when the artist does that, it seems like they're really doing these things. You're making them believe that they're really doing these things. So you got to watch what you say, how you say it, how you carry yourself. If it comes down to it, you got to tell them, hey, this is like wrestling. This is just a gimmick. Don't follow me. I'll do it, but I can't do it because I'm going to be me. I'm going to be real. Yeah.
You gotta be you. You can't be somebody else, And that's exactly what a lot of the gangster rappers are. They're trying to imitate the first gangster rappers, very few of them really made it and are still making a lot of money. The rest, are either dead or prison, or broke.
Yeah. Yeah. All broke. Yeah.
Perfect example is Rick Ross. You know, Rick Ross is not a drug dealer. Rick Ross is not a gangster. Rick Ross was a corrections officer. And, you know, the real freeway Rick Ross is a good friend of ours. So to see everything that's going on out there, you know, he's portraying all these things, and it's all fake. Because he never sold drugs. He was never a gangster. You know, it's all fake, but he's out there making money, and people are believing that that's really him, and it's totally, totally not true.
Yep, it's not. It's not. I'm going to tell you, I don't like what's going on so much that I don't even listen to the radio. I can't listen to the music. Like, I can't listen. I'm sorry, I'll say it. I don't care. I don't listen. I can't listen to Hot 97. I can't listen to Power 105. I can't listen to none of it. I can't because it's the
right.
same.
Because they ain't come on
nothing. I'm going to say it. I don't care if they don't want to play my music. I don't care. It's the same. Everybody got the same thing. It just, it's annoying to me. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I really can't. They need to tune into the Streets Don't Love You Back radio. That's what they need to be listening to. This right here.
My man.
Stop listening, stop listening to the other stuff. This crap is garbage. Listen to this. This is the real right here.
That's what
it
is,
I can tell by the title. When I heard the title, I was like, yo, this is a for real show. When I heard that title, I was like, this is a for real show. When I heard the title.
And you know what MC need, man? So you got me hyped right now, man, just by vibing with you tonight, man. I want you to tell the viewers again, man, you know what I mean, when that joint coming out.
Yo, my mixtape, What You Need, called What You Need, because it's what you need, not the other stuff. It's what you need. It's coming out July 1st. You know, the title speaks for itself.
July 1st, make sure you're on somebody's corner getting that crack. You feel me? And we ain't talking about dope. We talking about that crack CD. So make sure you're somewhere grabbing that. You feel me? And on that note right there, we're going to go to a track of mine entitled The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we're going to dedicate that track to my man MC Need and his crew down there in New York and North Carolina. So we're going to hit you with the Rob Boy track. The regular Streets Don't Love You Back. We on our way. Be right back.
Yeah. This the Streets Don't Love You Back. We dedicate this to all the youths across America, all those who've been abandoned by their parents and loved ones. We let you know that God is good, always. Even when no one else cares, He's there for you.
Oh,
keep your head up.
The streets don't love you back. I hear grinding in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. It's only one rule, baby, I'm gonna get mine. The streets don't love you back. It's only one way on this lonely road. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me home. The streets don't
love you.
Rob Boy checking in, letting you know the streets will never ever love you back.
When I was abandoned by my father in this world, when I was abandoned by the man that I thought loved me, it took my whole life in another direction, my mind. How can you say that you love me in this world? Never did nothing for me or my mama or my sister in this world. How can you look at yourself and be proud of what you've done? Now I say to myself, as a little child, I went to the street world and I had to learn that it didn't love me back. Now I look at life so much in a different frame, my mind. Now I know the streets will never love me back. I thank God for what He done for me, 'cause I listened to my mama in this world. Now I tell all the children, all the little boys and girls, the streets will never love you, will never love you back.
The streets don't love you back. I hear grinding in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. It's only one rule, baby, I'ma get mine. The streets don't love you back. It's only one way on this lonely road. The streets don't love you back.
right before they come and hold you.
I know I can't change the way your young mind thinks, and I know you wanna lounge, smoke weed and drink. And I really ain't all the type to give a speech or preach, but I promise God that I would do this if he get me out the street. See, when I was coming up, motherfuckers was loyal, but now they cracking under pressure when the situation boils and comes to a head. Another fork in the road, everyone got affidavits, show their codies told. They wasn't scared to do the crime, but now these motherfuckers cowards. The county was one thing, but now it's no more private showers. It's all in the open, better learn to be a man. Fuck all the pistol popping, yapping, should have learned to use your hands. Went from pod dorms to day rooms to mess halls and rec yards. You think you something special, everybody's got it hard. Penitentiary ain't like it is on TV. And a fair joint is something hope you never have to see. I don't care how tough you think you are to humble your ass. They got a room especially for you just to beat your ass. Shit sad, it's hard, raised by the streets with no dad. But going life or death and pressure ain't gonna never change the past, cuz.
Yeah, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I like to dedicate this track to my mother, my brothers, my sister, to my man LD, his wife Holly, to my manager Lucinda, to my two sons, Michael and Robert. Dedicate this to my homeboys, the Bishop Crew off Van Eyck and Harper, the Brewster Project, my man Chickaria, Warner County Project, 430 Crew, Day and Fab, rest in peace. Let's do this. You live on through my vision. The streets don't love you back. One of your own made it. Now we tell the world, the streets will never love you back. Change your ways. Change your ways. Change your ways.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for being right back with us, and we're having a great, great show tonight, and we just want to give my man MC Need a big shout-out once again to his clique in New York and down there in Carolina, and he's doing a great job, and he's doing great things not only to help self but to help others and give back as well, you know, so we like to give him a big ups tonight.
Thank you.
All right, so do you have any tours in the near future with your release, or are you having a release party? What are your...
Yes, yeah, we're having our mixtape release party June 8th at the Marriott, 511 Lady Street, Columbia, South Carolina. It's going to be from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m.
And that's June 8th?
June 8th. It'll be an all-day event. Going back to, you know, helping my people, we're having a hip-hop conference from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. where, you know, certain figures here in Columbia, South Carolina will be on a panel, and it will give a chance for these artists here in Columbia, South Carolina to perform in front of them and, you know, showcase their talent. I don't know how much time. You have time to... run down the list of the names of the people in the panel or not?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well we have Frederick Knight. He's from Watch 57. He also has worked with Cash Money back in the days. He has gold and platinum records with Cash Money. We also have Michael Bailey from Minority Eye, which is a big very popular website down here. We also have Jessie Jones from she's an A&R for Universal Records or Universal CMG with DJ Caprice. And we also have Kay Flo from South Flow Productions, who's also my producer. And they're gonna be handing out. Oh, we also have Charles Curtis, Charles McKinley actually. He's more of the business part of. He's gonna be talking about the business part of the music industry. And we're gonna be giving these artists, a packet, to help them out, with their music. Career, and of course, two free hours of studio time with Top Flow Productions, also. And we just want everybody to come out and showcase their talent. And they ain't all gonna be. She's gonna be scouting, so it behooves them to come out and showcase their talent, because we have some very important people on the panel for that day. Yeah.
And then give out your Facebook page or your website where people can log into and get all the information as well.
Okay, well, all the information is mainly on Facebook, just mcs.needs. You know, just go there, and I'll be posting it every day. I'm going to be posting every day until the event comes up. And shout out to L. Davis of Black Yusuf Magazine. Because without him, I wouldn't be doing as good as I am with this event. So shout out to him. Now remember that name, L. Davis. You're going to be hearing a whole lot of it.
All right.
Yeah. Yep.
So let the people that are interested in having a music career, what information or what advice could you give them about getting started?
Well, first, you need to drive the passion and patience. Do this, a lot of patience, and when you have that, get your bars right. If you have that, get your songs right. And, you know, the game is a little different, so you know you gotta have your tracks. You gotta have good songs that pop out to people. And then and get contacts also. Get contacts. You're gonna need those.
Sounds like a winner, MC, you know.
Yeah.
And also, let the viewers know also what you've been doing as far as not only getting the artists together and putting artists out there, you know, what you've been doing on your end as far as, you know, giving back to the community on another level.
I'm not even going to front. I haven't did that in a while. But, you know, what I used to do is provide, you know, free haircuts to the people around in my neighborhood who couldn't really afford it. Even if you could afford it, you know, man, I'd come and cut your kid's hair or your hair, whatever, for free. Or bring them food or, you know, things like that. I haven't done any community service like I want to do yet, you know, in a little while. It's been about 2 years since I did that.
Well, that's what's happening. But the bottom line is you're giving back. You feel me? And, you know, when you get back in the position, your community know that you're going to make that happen again, you know? So it's the positive things that you do that people don't forget, you know?
Yep. You give respect.
Well, that's what's up. So what we're going to do, MC, we're going to hit you with another track.
Yeah.
And that track is called Never Give Up. And we kicking it live right here with my man MC Need in the house. Be right back.
Yes.
Little homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up though. You got to keep trying. You know, practice makes perfect.
I love
you. You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So, just keep your shot going, all y'all. You know,
okay.
I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA man, I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yes.
All right. Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good. All right. I just came to check on y'all.
That's all right.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Don't let it make you a sleeper, but a dream.
Never give up
on your goals. Stay focused on you. Focus your view. Succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success. Go hard and go home. Never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get. Appreciate what you got. You can always improve. Just don't stop. Go ahead with your dream to achieve in your life. Take a chance like rolling the dice. It won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day, add up the digits, Miss Price.
hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we kicking it live with my man MCS Need in the house, you feel me? And he's doing his thing. And we say, you know, the young man got a great thing on his way out. And we just, once again, want to give him big ups because it takes courage to do anything in life, you know. And he got the courage to step up to the plate and bat. So we want to give him another big shout-out for batting ball. You dig? A lot of people get up to the plate and don't swing the bat. So MCS Need is swinging the bat, baby.
Yeah,
and that's what's up, man. We so glad to finally have you on the show, man. And that's a good thing, you know?
Yeah, I've been waiting. He said Wednesday, May 29th, I was ready. Just couldn't wait.
My man, and that's what we like to hear, man. We like all our viewers, our guests, our fans, you know what I mean, to always stay ready, you know, because we keep it on point, you know. And once again, MC, man, we want you to get that out because we want to keep pushing that in people's head. What's that date again?
July 1st, that mixtape, What You Need, baby.
There it is. And what's happening with the other situation going on, the release party?
Oh, yeah, the mixtape release party is June 8th at the Marriott, 511 Lady Street, Columbia, South Carolina. Tickets ready. Tickets, matter of fact, the ticket was $20 in advance and $25 at the door. We cut it to $10 because we know people who got jobs out there, but I know they want to have fun. So we cut it to $10. That was L. Davis's idea. Cut it to $10, and, the tickets are ready, and for them to be purchased.
So that's how I
Yeah.
And that's what's happening then. So we asking everybody, you know what I mean, from The Streets Don't Love You Back, we asking everybody to go out and support a great cause. And for all you artists out there in North Carolina, going out there and showcase your talent, South Carolina, North Carolina too, go over to South Carolina and get your talent shown, you feel me?
Yeah.
However it goes. Just get your shine on, you feel me? Ain't that what it is?
That's what it is, baby.
There it is, you know, get your shine on, baby. And without further ado, any last words you would like to tell your viewers, MC?
Yeah, man, just be real, just be true to yourself. You know, just be you, man, be you. Stop trying to be like everybody else, be you. Make up your own goals, your own morals, your own codes, as long as they're positive and you roll with that. People respect
that's
people
what
for
it
that.
Is. That's what's up, man, you know? And once again, we'd like to send you a big shout out, man, to you and your family, wife, kids, your team, and everybody down there. And for all our viewers and our fans, we would like to just give everybody updates on what's going on. Don't forget June 14th and 15th, we'll be having our Junior Golden Gloves event here in Arizona at the Arizona Event Center in Mesa, Arizona. So don't forget to come on out and enjoy yourself at that event as well. And also, the wait is over as far as our summer clothes line. They're in now. We got the Streets and Love You Back fitted hats. We got the snapback hats. We got the Streets and Love You Back camel saws for the ladies. We got lady fitted shirts. We got lady tank tops. We got lady capri pants. We got shorts. We got the men athletic shorts in. And we got the tank tops and the whole nine yards, man, you know. So we doing our thing all the way down from adults all the way to toddlers. You know, even you can put your baby in the Streets Don't Love You Back. You feel me? Y'all can walk like twins, the whole family, you know. So that's how we doing it on this end over here, you know, all the way from head to toe down to the socks. You feel me? So you can also log on to our website. That's where our online store is at, thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. And you can go to our store page and put your order in tonight, and let's get this cracking. And if you haven't got my books yet, don't stop and grab that too, the Streets Don't Love You Back book, and the Never Hit a Woman book, grab that as well. and spread that message, you know. And I'll pass the mic to the missus for her last updates as well. And we appreciate everybody stopping by to listen to our man MCS Need in the house.
All right. MC, we want to just really, you know, give a big shout out and thank you for spending this time with us tonight and for sharing your message. And we wish you continued success in all that you do. And, you know, just keep us updated. Let us know what's going on with you. And, you know, join us on our website. It's a social network. Everybody listening, you can join it. You can post your information there. You can share it from there to all the social media. And, you know, build your network as well. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And like Rob said, you know, just, you know, go to the Streets Don't Love You Back. You can Google us and you'll find us. We're everywhere. So, once again, we want to thank everybody for joining in tonight. Thank you for your continued success. And, you know, just keep up with what we're doing. You know, we're from the East Coast to the West Coast, and we have a big network of people that we work with. And, you know, our job is to educate those out there about the dangers of gangs, drugs, violence, and abuse, looking at the positive things that people are doing and overcoming, and, you know, just the good things and the great things that people are accomplishing. So for all of you listening, we just want to remind you and, you know, there's so many great things out there that you can do. Don't let people pull you down. Don't let people, you know, talk about you or whatever. Get out there and become great. Become the great person that you know you can be. So with that, we're going to go out with one more song tonight. And do you have any more last words before we go out? MC.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I just want to give a shout out to L. Davis for Black Resource Magazine and Chandra Cleveland from the Youth Connection and Sheik, K Flow, and Rob Boyd and Lucinda. Shout out to y'all for having a wonderful show. I had fun on this show. I love the show. I had a whole lot of fun talking to you guys. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, really nice.
Thank you.
I'm not just saying that. I really had a good time on the show. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we look forward to keeping in contact with you and keeping up with what you're doing as well.
Of course. I got the number. I got y'all.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. We're going to go out with one more song tonight, and this is Life is Just a Story. Have a great week, and join us back here next Wednesday night. And every Wednesday night, we're live, 8:30 Pacific Time, 11:30 Eastern Time. And once again, all of our shows can be archived 24/7, anytime after they air. Have a great week. Good night.
What's your cast up to, man? Tough dog. You know what I'm saying? This is tonight talking about life,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Every day is a struggle, you know what I'm saying?
Constant struggle, you know?
Constant struggle, I get it.
Gotta keep moving,
I'm
okay? You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell.
Everybody first look broke like me. Wish that I could fall like them ballers on the street. Living the everyday landline. Made me take a step back, look at myself and check mine. Now I ain't leaving till I get mine. Trying to keep the distance between the hate and greed. Between Satan and me. And all them problems that it come with, it's more than one need. Me, been the rest of mathematics on them all. Put your hands up, drop your bags when you out them all. Send it back to the block. Big money grip, still hungry for them chips. Don't make me flip. Cardio frame with the diamond chips. I just bought a new whip, can it paint it double dip? Every day's a hustle. I'm trying to get it, trying to bubble. It's my life and my struggle.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell.
gray distress in my eyes. 15 to 25, yet still I rise. And I'm black and proud. My people say it loud. Walking like I talk it, hold your head above the clouds and smile. Never let them see you sweat, I bet. The streets is always watching, catch you slipping, chicken hawking. Zombies out here walking, listening to the music. If you pay attention, I'll show you how to use it. I flip flows on shows like life is so abusive. Adapt and overcome the struggle, like how he do it, I prove it. Showing the world I am a king. Sing to the rhythm, my queen. This is your dream. Man in the building, example for all to see. Life can be a bitch, keep stroking until you ski. Stand on your own, keep fighting and never leave. Foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, everything we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try. See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.